Nelly and Ashanti are celebrating their baby, and they're hinting at another one on the way.
And Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph keeps her priorities straight when it comes to her marriage.
And Lady Tanner and I are chopping it up with Brandon T. Jackson about his new movie, Trap City, and we got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
Yeah. All right, y'all, Rick Ross and his latest girlfriend, Justice J. Williams. Brett, apparently they've called it quits.
Oh, Lord.
I know, the streets are saying that she had a time limit, and it seems like she was in on the joke. She dropped this video with the caption, "When your 30 minutes are up."
Oh, man.
Just dancing, having a good time.
Oh, damn.
And then she claimed that she broke up with him. But do you think she, you know, sometimes it's like you just trying to be the first person who says it, you know?
I really can't see anybody wanting to leave Rick Ross. He's a real cool dude. So I don't know. Maybe she did it before he did it because she knew her time was coming to an end.
Her time was coming to an end, honey. Yeah.
And this lemon pepper season wing, in this lemon pepper season wing right now, you gonna leave the boss or the sauce?
Yeah.
No. In the holidays at that.
She probably did something and she knew she was getting ready to get kicked off the bus. So she went on and got off.
Yeah. Honey, I wouldn't be worried about breaking up with Rick Ross, all that huffing and puffing all over you and stuff as big as he is. No, man.
I think that's just like on the records.
And he's
I think
a really sweet, kind guy. Rick Ross is cool as hell, Gary.
Yeah. I like Rick as a person, but you're going to be just dumping girls like you can.
Well, obviously he can.
He can.
Yeah. Because he does. Or whatever happens with them, so. All right, y'all know Nelly and Ashanti welcomed their son Kareem Kincaid earlier this year. Well, they performed together at Nelly's annual Black and White Ball, and check out how they celebrated their baby.
We made a baby.
Oh.
I love it when I
hear it's a live demonstration.
We made a baby.
That's so cute.
Wow, that's adorable.
I love it. I love the way they changed it. Me and you, we made a baby. I'm singing that to you, baby Judy. We made a baby. The streets are saying she might be pregnant again, y'all. What y'all think?
I would definitely be on that train as well. Like, it would be like when the pizza's done, you put another one right in the oven.
Right.
Oh, my God.
The oven's still hot. You know, it still works.
She may want to perform again for a little while and get the weight off and do her thing, y'all.
Well, she ain't got the weight off on that picture. That black ain't slenderizing, honey.
Don't do that, Gary. Oh. She just had a baby.
Oh, she sure did.
And it is after Thanksgiving.
Life don't stop. And not just after Thanksgiving.
Both things could compound and just have you... Because usually she's in, like, peak physical condition, so there clearly is, like, probably another butter.
Definitely because she just had a baby.
I think Nelly's about to go on tour, if I'm not mistaken, honey. He's probably tired of being home and he's going out on tour.
Why would he be tired of being home? He got a new baby at home. Nobody don't want to go out and be out when you got a new baby at home. You want to stay there and enjoy your happy life, your happy wife, and your baby.
Mm. Meanwhile, the guys are like, yo, so how many cities can we do? Because, you know, like, it wears off real quick. Like, you'd be happy to have a baby, but like, all right, cool, now I gotta get back to work.
But you should be there and be helpful, right?
Yeah. And sometimes being helpful is making money.
Yeah, your paycheck is helpful, honey. Look, little Leroy, I got some milk and some Pampers and all that, so. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, speaking of a happy couple, Cheryl Lee Ralph, y'all, has been married to Senator Vincent Hughes for almost 2 decades, y'all. And she had a snappy comeback when asked about her long-distance relationship.
Uh-oh, take a look. What'd she say?
My husband and I are technically very married. We will be celebrating 20 years next year. And people always say, well, how does that work? How does that work? I said, Dolly Parton knows how it works. She's been married for 50 years. You have never seen her husband one time. You know why? Because they plan on staying married.
I know that's right.
My husband and I, guess what we plan on? Staying married.
Wow.
I know that's right. And she said what she said.
Yes, honey. I guess, child.
Do the older 60 crew really be preying on other people's dudes?
Yes.
You never know.
Really?
Yeah.
Them young women.
Wow.
They'll want an old man, child. Something. They like to get what you got, honey. Oh, that's what she got? Oh, well, let me go do something.
Child, Shirley Ralph, child. You tried with Shirley Ralph.
She got the Jamaican hands.
She like, she put them hands on you. Like, don't try it.
And be talking to you while she do it. Now, right. You know better. Your mother.
fucking raised you is I'm putting foot and feet upon your neck. You know what I mean?
Okay, former CHP officer Greg Musgrove is about to be the envy of Michael Jackson superfans everywhere. He found a bunch of tapes with unreleased MJ songs in a storage unit in Van Nuys, California. The tapes contain about a dozen unreleased songs from 1989 to 91, which is prior to the Dangerous album, but it included the duet that featured LL Cool J and Michael rapping together. But Michael Jackson's estate made it clear that these tapes are just copies, the masters are in their vaults, and that they own the copyright. So Greg, or anyone he might sell the tapes to, cannot release them publicly. But well, we all kind of want them to get released.
Unfortunately, we live in an internet world, yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they might not get released the professional way, mm-hmm. but they can definitely get released, leaked, played on YouTube, and get all over the world. So, I mean, unfortunately, that's just how it goes. So,
can he get money?
No, that's what he cannot do.
Okay, well.
He can't get money from it, but he can release it.
Oh, well.
I'm also kind of curious, like, how do you just find these tapes in a storage unit?
Right. That's
a
little... There's more to this story, right?
What's
there's
going
more
on here?
It's got to be more to this story.
Yeah.
Who is he? How is he connected? How did he just find these tapes? What's the show where you go on
Storage
and go...
Wars.
Storage Wars. Yeah. Did he go on Storage Wars or what?
And who in the Jackson family would say, like, let's put these tapes in this storage unit
that's
that someone
saying.
Might forget to pay on at some point where these important tapes are? That's just wild.
That had to be how it had to happen. It's like maybe somebody forgot to pay or the card expired. You never know. Like, some of that kind of stuff.
And it has to be copies because they said they have the master. So, you know, maybe the producer or whatever had made some copies and, you know, stored all of his music and they just happened to find some of this. I don't know.
We could blame Conrad Murray for this too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on, Conrad. Why'd you pay the bill, bro?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Now, today's ink is courtesy of Shamar Moore. Now, apparently, he's had his back tattoo for a while, but he's been talking about it recently, and it says Carpe Diem. And inside the letters are Barack Obama, Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm X. Now, Shamar said he especially relates to Obama since they're both light-skinned. He has 6 tattoos in all, and he also plans to get one of his daughter Frankie, who's almost 2. But what do you think of the back tat, yo?
Carpe
Diem seize the day.
Seize the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to seize that back, honey. But I don't care about that. And I'm so sick of these Negroes now. You're biracial. Oh, I'm biracial now. If the cops stopping me, black. So what's the difference?
It's a wild place to put a freedom tat, though.
Either way.
That is, yeah, the freedom tramp stamp is, that's
Obama
another level.
Obama not going to file out, though.
No.
He was our president.
Who rides his back, though? That's what I want to know. Especially where
I mean, he wears a shirt off. He works out. He just probably be showing off
but
his tat.
Showing subliminal messages, Brad. Well, he got freedom. He's telling them freedom. Right there.
Gary, do you have a tramp stamp?
I don't even have a tattoo, honey. Not even a piercing. My body is pure and going back to Jesus.
It definitely is pure.
Wow.
I don't know if the Lord want that.
Okay, up next, Tyla has made some very sexy videos, but there's one type of visual that she is not down for.
Uh-oh.
Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
All right, y'all. Well, it has been a great week for Colorado wide receiver slash cornerback Travis Hunter. He capped off a stellar season by winning college football's highest honor, the Heisman Trophy. But now social media is shifting its attention to his fiancée, Liana. So during a recent fan event, Travis was seen taking photos with supporters, including female fans. And apparently it annoyed his fiancée, and she can be heard saying, "What do you want me to do? I'll just sit here then."
Yeah, she probably shouldn't go next time, but she should be excited for him, kind of. Even if you're not, just act like it. You're going home soon with him. Just be happy for him. Like, she probably just really young and doesn't understand it.
Yeah,
it's been all about her through their whole relationship.
Yes.
I mean, caters to her, probably. And she like, I'm ready to go.
Well, so here's the thing, Brad. Fans aren't feeling her attitude, and they are advising Travis, who's projected to go into the NFL draft early. They want him to dump her. But Travis doesn't like the smoke his fiance is getting. He clapped back saying this. Check it out.
Talk about my girl. Go talk about your girl. Go find a girl. Go find a life. Stop worrying about what I got going on. I know what I got. I know my girl. My girl been with me for 5 years. Y'all are just not starting to talk about me and just not starting to be with me.
I didn't know by his body language this girl was holding the camera.
You better defend me.
Exactly.
Well, moving on, baby. Looks like the singer Tyler is sick and tired, baby, of you peasants. Oh. So in a quick post, honey, on X, Tyler shared that she thinks, honey, it's weird when people secretly record her. She wrote, "Talk to me, honey, while secretly recording, honey. It's so weird. I can see the lens, baby." Yeah.
I see it happen sometimes. Like, you know, people walk up with the camera already in their hand at that weird angle where you know they're recording you, or you talk. There was a situation where I was talking to somebody in a convenience store. We talked and had good pleasantries, and then, like, I'm in the distance, like, you know, waiting for my smoothie to come from the other side, and, like, I peeped them recording me, and I didn't say nothing because, like, I don't care like that, mm-hmm. but it's just weird. Like, it's we just talked. Yeah. We had a conversation.
I hate it too. I hate when somebody come and be like, "Hey, Brad." I'm like, your phone is facing me. Can you put your phone down?
I've seen it like this downstairs. People come up and go, "Hey, Brad, how you doing?" It's like, this is the most conspicuous thing that a person could do.
It happens.
7 days till Christmas, so it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
Yep, just scan this QR code right here to get him. All right, kick us off, Gary.
Okay, now we've got the singing machine, SingCast Cube Karaoke System with two microphones. Now, your holiday dinner just got way much more fun. Now, in addition to streaming your favorite songs via Bluetooth, this wireless machine will record your smash hits so, y'all, you can share and play them back. Isn't that beautiful? And this has professional voice effects and pitch enhancements for a little help if you need it.
Nice.
Now, this usually goes for as high as $230, but we got you today for just
$59.99. Oh my God. Nice. Okay, next we've got two-pack TKO power banks available in two color sets, white or black, perfect to keep in your bag. This slim power bank features multiple USB points for charging up to two devices at a time. Use it to charge your phone, iPad, Nintendo Switch, tablet, headphones, all the new tech you're probably going to be getting this holiday season. Now, usually this goes for as high as $80, but we got you today for just $20.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, I got the Beckham Hotel Collection Down Alternative Comforters. The gray is available in full queen and king, California king, and the navy is available in full queen. With a down-like feel and soft, creamy texture, you are sure to enjoy snuggling up in bed with this comforter. The breathable feel regulates temperature for a more restful sleep. Grab one for the new year. You don't want to start 2025 with old yucky bedding. Now, these usually go for as high as $41 to $60, but we got you today for just $15. Damn. And y'all, this is a doorbuster deal, so the limit is two per customer.
Now, these are all great gifts for your fam or for yourself. Just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three.
Up next, our guy Brandon T. Jackson dropped by Side Dish recently to talk about his new movie and much more, so come right back for that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, back in the building like he never left. One time for the homie Brandon T. Jackson.
Hey, welcome back to Side Dish, man.
Bro, thank you for having me. It's been amazing. Last night was a great premiere, bro. Jeezy was there. I mean, he's a very humble guy, man.
Yeah, solid dude. That's why I will support anything he does. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you was involved, it was like double your pleasure.
Is it weird seeing me in a different, like, not the commercial?
Dude, I'll tell you, it's interesting, man. I'm a very firm believer, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I'm a very firm believer that the best comedic actors actually make better dramatic actors.
You know what's crazy? I was watching the film yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was like, it's so weird that nobody's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting back, like, waiting, because I'm so used to waiting for the punchline. It's like, and I was just so, like, not nervous, but it was different even for the audience at first.
Sure. So the movie's called Trap City. Yeah. Tell us about how you came to be a part of the project.
So I actually executive produced the project. I brought the script to Tell. Mm-hmm. It was originally written by another writer, mm-hmm. who, and we pretty much took it and we made it our own. And I started to just call up all my friends and say, mm-hmm. yo, come get in this movie. Mm-hmm. The movie started out as a low budget movie, and then it just we kept adding more people. Mm-hmm. It was gonna be a quick 23 day shoot, mm-hmm. in and out. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wanted to executive produce, you know, a film. And do it like, you know, my Tyler Perry swag. That's what I'm doing now. And then Jeezy, me and him was not in scenes together. If you, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't tell, but mm-hmm. we never shot on the same day. Mm. Yesterday was my first time meeting Jeezy for okay. the first time.
Mm-hmm. Without giving like the whole plot away, was there anything that you connected with in particular in the script?
This is like if I would have stayed in the east side of Detroit mm-hmm. and not moved to the suburbs, I'd probably have been Deshaun. I'd probably mm-hmm. be trapping and, you know, because honestly, I told you my dad was a drug dealer back in the day, mm-hmm. in the 70s. Now he's, you know, he's a big pastor now. So I would say that this type of lifestyle is in my blood, mm-hmm. but I'm an actor. I'm going to act it out, mm-hmm. not really do it.
Man, so, you know, Jeezy is playing a pastor in this movie.
Yeah.
How did you feel about his acting debut?
I thought he did amazing.
Yeah.
I thought he did really good, man. He could be a real pastor. Yeah. Way, yeah, he, mm-hmm. he has a lot of great moments in this movie. And I think that people are going to be very surprised with his acting. I mean, mm-hmm. I think he has a full-on acting career. I mean, definitely after this.
Okay, hold on. So are you working on this other show called Making a Brand? Is it what?
Yeah,
tell
so
us about
this,
that.
You guys should come on and maybe beat some judges on this.
We would love to.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be fun. So it's a fake Shark Tank.
Oh, interesting.
It's a fake.
So no one gets a
no. Dish. You ran $1 million worth of nothing.
Like, have in the preliminaries, have you heard any ideas? He's like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, fact, most of them are good. We're just going to tell them that they're not, and we're going to do it in the cool.
Be sure you check out the movie Trap City, which is playing at select AMC locations. Go to Brandon T. Jackson's IG page.
Hit me on my IG page, at Brandon T. Jackson.
All right, here's a quick pitch. What if all the old circuit cities turned into trap cities?
Oh.
I don't know what we're selling out of there, but, like, we just, you know, because I still see some of the vacant buildings.
Oh, you got 30 seconds. Okay. Oh, I'm about to say it. Let's get it. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Well, baby, this wasn't on my 2024 bingo card. Neo's ex-wife, Miss Crystal Renee, and his ex-mistress, Miss Sade. You know, honey, the one he had an affair and two babies with. Well, honey, he was married. While he was married to Miss Crystal, listen to this, T-Boo. The two ladies are hanging out, honey, and it has the internet wondering, what's the tea? Take a look.
That's funny.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it looked like they having fun. I know that's for sure.
You think they hooking up, though? Y'all think these two ladies are definitely hooking up?
I don't know if they're hooking up, but if they are, they two grown women. They can do what the hell they want to do.
Oh. I wonder how strong them drinks were.
They probably just showing, too, that they're not fighting. They don't have anything to be upset about, which is great, you know?
How many times do you think Neo watched this video?
Well, he might watch it enough to join in with him since he liked threesomes.
I don't think he can get back in with
him. Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is like, ha-ha, this is what you're missing.
Yeah. This is definitely giving.
You will never have this.
The grass wasn't greener on the other side. You want to be with 2 or 3, 4, and 5.
That happens a lot, too, when men cheat and the women, the wife and the woman get
become,
yeah, they become friends. Yeah, isn't that
something? Because they really have stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, that's all, folks. That's all the dish we got for you today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.